You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary.
Hello, this is Chip with 2MTL for May 28th. Here's part of the official synopsis from the BBC to the upcoming 11th episode of the season, The Lodger. The Doctor faces his greatest challenge yet. He must pass himself off as a perfectly normal human being. It really does amaze me how sensible that synopsis sounds. After all, the Doctor is a weird, unearthly guy, right? He's just not human. Except when he is. All costumes aside, the 3rd, 5th, 9th, and 10th Doctors alone probably wouldn't have had the same difficulty passing as a normal human. The Doctor's apparent humanity waxes and wanes over the years, actors, writers, and producers. Most of the time, a new Doctor contrasts with his predecessor, so it makes sense that our most human and empathetic Doctor be replaced by an awkward, brilliant, rude and not ginger weirdo. And oh, how weird and alien he is, and how that causes problems for him. Look at how flustered he is in dealing with Amy's advances. Look at how he misses cues in The Beast Below. Look at him ruining Rory's bachelor party. And in an episode not yet airing outside the UK, watch him blankly let a vulnerable person walk into danger right after a deep conversation. There's not just something alien about this Doctor, there's something not quite right. Behind the scenes, it may be that Stephen Moffat thinks that we have gotten too comfortable with a Doctor whose motivations and reactions we could relate to. A Doctor who was only alien when he ate peanut butter with his fingers in Fear Her. And a Doctor who was only a git when he kept Martha hanging on in Series 3. Because the Doctor's emotional life was an open book under Tennant and Davies, Matt Smith's terseness is all the more telling. Fans wouldn't react so strongly to his performances in those scenes if it weren't for the contrast. We know what the Doctor's not saying, and that makes for an enjoyable scene. Of course, I think there's an in-story reason for this change in the Doctor's personality. It's because, oh, look at the time. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for May 28th. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com, and you can find my podcast on iTunes, where I'd love it if you would subscribe and leave a review. Facebook.com/numeral2minutetimelord, twitter.com/numeral2minutetimelord. Thanks for listening. 2MTL will be back in a couple of days with another UK guest review, and then, a few days after that, I'll finish that thought.